Zog de Gemara, daf lamed beis, amed beis, three lines from the bottom by the two dots. Ba'avoin gezel haguvoi oile. Because of the sin of gezel, of stealing haguvoi, it's a type of grasshopper, is oile. It multiplies and it comes up to your field and it devours and destroys a person's field and tvua. And likewise, v'harov hoive, and hunger strikes the world. U'bnei odom oichlin b'sa b'neinu v'nei seyen. And unfortunately, people end up eating their own children's flesh in order to quench their hunger. Shenema, we find a pasuk in Amos that alludes to this. Shimu adover azeh pores haboshon, asher bahar shomron, ha'oishkois dalim, de'oishik dalim, they steal from the poor, ha'roitzitz evyoinim, and they likewise are roitzitz, they oppress and they crush the evyoinim, the poor people. Avdem zog de gemara omarova. Who is this referring to? The Pores HaBoshon. These are referring to these women that are fattened from food. The Pores HaBoshon, compared to Pores HaBoshon, K'en Hanin Shei De Mechoizo. This is the women that live in the city of Mechoizo, in Bovel. Zog de Mo'od Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph. The Ochlon V'loi Ovdon. These women, they devour their husband's income and they don't bring in any parnosa. They don't provide any ma'is yadayim. So the ochelon v'loy avdon. Uksiv, and it says in the pasuk continues after that, that the punishment is going to be, hikesi eschem b'shidofoin. You'll be struck with shidofoin. Meaning that the tvua that you have on the field will be destroyed. Uviyirokoin. And Yerokin is another drying out of the different tvuas that you have in the fields. Charbois ganoisechem, v'karmechem, useinechem, v'zeisechem, yoichel ha-gozem. The gozem, meaning the grasshoppers, will devour this. Uksiv yesech ha-gezem ochal ha-arbe, whatever is left over will be eaten by the arbe, a different type of chogov. V'yesech ha-arbe echal ha-yelek, v'yesech ha-yelek ochal ha-chosil. So it's all going to be destroyed by the gezem and by the chosil. So we see over here clearly that the chagovim are going to end up eating your tvua. There'll be hunger in the land. And the result's going to be, uksiv, v'yigzor al yamin v'ro'ah, v'yoichel al smoyla v'loy soveyu, ish b'sa'az roya yoichelu. They end up eating, unfortunately, b'sa'az zarom, the flesh of their own children. Al tiki b'sa'az roya, ela b'sa'az zaroy, the b'sa'az zaroy. And that's what the Gemara meant. The Gemara said that because the oven of gezel, it starts off with the guvoi, with the grasshoppers devouring your tvua, ends up being such an anias and such a starvation that you'll end up eating psal b'neihem. Zog the Gemara oven inu yadin, the sin of being ma'ana the din, procrastinating the din. The dayonim are procrastinating the psak din for the baladin. Uve ivus adin and the oven of ivus adin, meaning they on purposely paskin incorrectly. The kilkaladin, they mekalkal the din because they weren't ma'ayin properly in the way the psak is supposed to be. So the three aspects in inuyadin, procrastinating the psak, even ibusadin, bemazed saying the wrong psak, and kilkaladin, b'shoigig, meaning not b'shoigig, but you weren't ma'ayin in it properly, so you jumped the gun and you gave the wrong psak. V'bitlterin, because of the sin of bitlterin, cherev ubizo rabo, this destruction, this cherev, this plagues, and this bizo rabo in the world, v'devel ubetzeres bo, and there's also a magefa, and there's hunger in the world, u'bnei adam oichlin v'en svein, people eat and don't get satiated, v'yoichlin lachman b'mishkon, they eat their bread, and they weigh their bread, that's a sign of starvation, v'chzi v'evesi alechem cherev nekemes nekam bris, because with the oven of bittul Torah, you'll have this cherev noikemes. Shenemar im lo bris yom v'laylo. Bris is referring to Torah, like it says, im lo bris yom v'laylo. Chukos shemayim v'ot lesamtim. Uksiv, and it says afterwards, b'shivil chamati lechem v'yofu es enoshim, and they'll weigh their bread. Yanu b'yan b'mishpatim u'asu. This all because you are moyes in the mishpatim, which means ibus adin and inu yadin and kilkul adin. Because of the sin of swearing l'sheker falsely, shvua shov in naught or shvua sheker falsely, so v'chil Hashem, because the chet of chil Hashem, V'chil Shabbos and the chet of Chil Shabbos, chayro rabo. There's going to be an abundance of wild, undomesticated animals. U'behema kolo, and they're going to devour the animals that are domesticated. U'bnei adam ismatin, and the people, the population will diminish. V'adrochim ishtoymin, and the roads will be barren. V'shenemar, it says in the pasuk, v'ibo eile loisivos huli, al tika be'eile ele ba'ola, because it's the sin of Allah. Allah means a shvua. U'ksivin, it says, v'shlachti b'chem es chayez asode, and I'll send unto you the wild, undomesticated animals. Zog the Gemara, now how do we know? So we know it's because of shvua shov. Allah. What about the other things that I mentioned? Chil Hashem, Chil Shabbos. Zog the Gemara, uksiv b'shvua sheker. V'loisi shovu b'shmil ha-sheker b'chil alta Hashem alakecho. So it says, Loshna v'chilu b'shvua sheker. U'b'chil Hashem ksiv, and it says, likewise, v'loisi chalu Hashem kodshi, Loshna v'chilu. U'b'chil Shabbos ksiv, v'chalem ois yumas. So we learn not chilu from all three aspects together. V'yalev chilu, chilu b'shvua sheker. It's all learned from shvua sheker. So the same klolas that take place by Shavua Sheker will take place by Chil Hashem and Chil Shabbos. Talking about Baman Shvichas Domim, because of the sin of manslaughter, Shvichas Domim, Beis HaMikdash Chav, the Beis HaMikdash destroyed. Vishchina Mistalek Zmishol, and the Shchina apart from Chal Yisrael. Shenemal, V'loi Sachnifu, Es Oretz, Asheratem Bo. V'loi Sachnifu. Because the Oretz will be noiken back the dam that was spilled in the land. That's being metamed al oretz asher ani shoychen besoicho. Zog the mogo ha'atem metamed oretz. But if you metamed al oretz through shvichas domim, einchem yoishim bo, you can't live in there. Ve'eni shoychen besoicho, and you send away the shechina. So because of the chet of shvichas domim, the base of mikdash is destroyed, and the shechina is mistalek from Kal Yisrael. Zog the mogo ba'avin gilei arayos, because the chet of gilei arayos u'avodas kechovim and avodas zarah. And the sin of not keeping Shmita and Yovel. Golos Baloilom, we're going to exile. And we leave the land of Eitzol. And other nations take over our place in Eitzol. So Moshe Nehmer, like it says in the Parsha of Arayis, Kies Kol Ateva Soel, also Anshi Oretz. All these Averis, meaning Gil Arayis, were done by the people that lived in the land before you. Uksiv, and it says, Vatit Moritz, the earth became Tommy because of their sins. Ve'ef, koi davoin oleo, and it says in the end of the Pesach, Vatoki Oritz is Yishvel. Uksiv, loy soki Oritz, eschem betamechem oiso. And if you want to make sure that the land should not spit you out, so then don't be metamed Oritz like the people before you did. And because of that, you'll go into Golos. Zog di Gemorge. So that we know when it comes to the sin of Gilei Arayos, the Tamas Oretz. What about Avodah Zarah? Avodah Zarah Ksiv, V'nasati Es Pigreichem, that your Pigreichem will be Al Pigrei Gululeichem, and the punishment will be that you'll die from Rav when you'll fall on top of your Avodah Zarah that you built. So we see it's because of Avodah Zarah. Uksiv, Hashem Oyses Mikdasheichem, and I will keep desolate your mikdash, and v'loy ariach es bereach bereach nichochechem, and won't have your kabbonis be brought anymore. Ve'eschem es robagoyim, and you'll be scattered around the nations. Zog demora b'shmitin v'yoyv, it's because of the sin of shmitin and yoyvus. How do we know Golos comes up? Because we said three things. We said Gilui Arayos, Averis Kechovim, and Ashmotas Shmitin V'Yovlois. Golos comes to the world. So we explained the first two. What about Shmitin and Yovlois? Zog Mal Ksiv, Oz Tirtzel, Oretz Shab Shesel, Kol Yimei Shamo. That afterwards, the land will be Tirtzel, Oretz Shab Shesel, for all the years they did not keep the Shmita. Kol Yimei Shamo, V'atem Be'eretz Eveichem. Meaning the Tishba Z'Oretz, for the land you didn't keep the Shmita, that is the years that you'll be in exile in Golos. So then the land will take lie desolate like it's supposed to be. Uksiv kol yimei shamo tishbois. For those years it will be shoivis, but because of the sin that you weren't shoivis, you'll be exiled, and then it will take be shoivis. Zogma bava nivlus peh, because the sin of nivlus, nivl peh, tzorois rabbis, terrible decrees, ukzeres koshes mischachois, ubachur yesen Yisrael, which means Klal Yisrael's young boys, meisim, they die young, v'yisoyim v'almonois, tzoyakim, and the yisoyimim, and the orphans, and the almonois, and the widows, they cry out to Hashem, v'enunen, and they're not helped. Shenemar, the Abishal, listen to the tzak of the almonois, and yisoyimim, shenemar, like it says in the posik, al kein al kolbach, al kein al bachur, v'leismach Hashem. Ve'ez yesoim av avanoyus av lairachem. You won't have pity on them. Ki kulay chonaf umei rav choped doy ve'nevolo. Because those lashavapoy void yodin it to yo. So we see it's all becoming about because of ped doy ve'nevolo, because of nivol peh. Zok ma'ar, what does it mean? Ma'ay void yodin it to yo? What does it mean? Oid yodin it to yo? Om rav chonaf barova. Hakol yodim kalalam nichzal chupa. Everyone knows why kalal enters the chupa. Elo kalam navel peh. Whoever says nivul peh, because of that, afilu chayis v'vav gzadin u'shalshim shalom, even if he has a gzadin of 70 years, the lifespan of the person, the toiva, to be zeichet to all olam haba, still, hayifchin olav l'ra, they turn it over l'ra, and that's what loshen of oid yodin etuyo, mi loshen olam v'ed, oid, meaning olam v'ed, will change forever. Zogim olam rabba v'ashil olam rabba chiz, olam rabba l'spivu, ma'amikin l'genem, they deepen the depth of Gehenna because of him. Shenemar shucha muka pi zorois. Loshen of pi. Rav Nachman Bitzur gomar av ha-shemeya v'shoyis. If someone hears nivul peh and he doesn't protest, he's also punished. Shenemar zu'um ha-shem yipol shom. The one that the Eibishter is angry at, loshen zam, yipol shom, he'll also fall there. Zog mom rav ha-yishu kolam ha-marik atzman laveh. Whoever readies himself, he's memarik himself, he's pointing himself in order to do naveh. So then, chaburos uptzoyin yoytzim boi, he has all types of ailments, and chaburos that come in his skin. Shenema, chaburos petza timroik, bro, loshen of timroik, meaning prepping yourself for avera. V'lo yoyt, not just that, elo shenidon badroik, and you get the punishment of badroik, which is a stomach ailment. Shenema, makro ischad revoten, omar arbitok, simila avera, the simila for someone who's oivan's nus, is adroikin. And the three types of stomach ailments. Shalaver of someone who's oivan's nus, ovo, his skin blows up, but it's a fat texture. Vishalov, if it's out of starvation, and that's why he gets adroiken, it's the fuach, it's blown up, but it's liquid in between. Vishal kshofim, and if it's because of witchcraft, so dax, and then his skin becomes very thin. That's the type of adroiken with stomach ailment. Zogmar shmulakot, and choshbe shmulakot, had adroiken. Omar, he told the Eibishter, Ribbono Shel Olam, me Mephis, who is going to make me decide, and people will accuse me falsely, it will be Mephis, they'll make a girl. Meaning, who's going to make a girl and differentiate between if it's Hadroikim because of an Avera or not? So people accuse me of an Avera. So he davened Hashem to heal him, Itse, and he was healed. Abai also was Choshish for the sickness of Hadroikim, he had it. Omar, Rav said about him, Yodana Bebe Nachmeini, I know about you, Abai, it was called Nachmeini. The mikve nafshe, you starve yourself. And that's where you have the sickness of Adroiken. Not because of Aveir Chas V'Shalom. Because of, don't be choshed for that, but rather because of starvation. We said one of the things is, Bishal Rav. So it's a tefuach dek Adroiken. So Gmar Rav Chashbe, Rav himself also ended up getting this ailment of Adroiken. Gmar Rav Uda Omar, Nefishik Tile Kadom, Nefishik Kofon. There are more people that die because they held back from relieving themselves in urinating. They held themselves back. This holding themselves back can cause illness of adroiken. So the more people that died from that, nefishik tila kado, minefiche kafon, more than the people that die from nefiche kafon, that come out from adroiken, from starvation. So we see clearly Rav was against this mahashkofa, this mahalach of starving oneself. Abaye did it, but Rav was against it. So if Rav was against that, and he was also against holding oneself back from urinating. So why did he himself get adroiken? After the shir, the Talmidim held him back. So the reason why he couldn't go to the restroom is because he was held back by the shir Talmidim. So that's why he was, so to speak, like an onus. And that's what at the end of the day, he got adroiken. But lahaloche, he wasn't oivan alav about the shaksu. Because he did it because of kovet abrius. And that's taka brought down the Mishabura and Simon Tzadi Beis. He says, lahaloche, that if you're learning Talmud Torah, the rabbim, and Yehutzach in the Kovav. So even though usually it's Bal Tshaksu, but since Bal Tshaksu is only the Rabbonon for this, so Kovad Abrius is Doicha, the Issa Rabbonon of Bal Tshaksu. And that's why it would be Mutter, if you are to learning Talmud Torah, the Rabbim, to be hold back and not be over Bal Tshaksu. The last Gemara, Zog Gemara, Ton Rabbonon, Abo, Simonim, and there's four types of Simonim for what a person gets ailments from. Simon Aveira, the Simon for Znus is Edroiken, this ailment of Edroiken, it's in the stomach. Zogmar simen le sinas chinam. The sin of sinas, the aver of simen, the simen that a person has in his chinam is yirokin. He gets the illness of yirokin. His face turns green. Simen le gas is a ruach, haughtiness, anius. Anius means haughtiness causes not just anias, but anias in Torah. You're not ready to absorb from others because you're haughty. So you end up being an ani in Torah. You won't be able to learn. And you want Torah to remain with you. Simna lashon hara. What's a simna for lashon hara? Askara. Askara is an illness that starts in the stomach, but it ends up in a person's throat. And he chokes on it, so to speak. So that's connected lashon hara, which comes from the throat, from the gagain, from the lashon. We'll stop over here at the bottom of Daf Lamed Gimel Amid Aleph.